Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, Frigos, welcome to the podcast. Welcome back. For some of you first-timers, love a little Memorial Day special for our podcast today. Rules about Memorial Day barbecues and...
Sir.
What?
Ooh. Cookout.
Cookout. Not barbecue. Not barbecue.
Very different.
And also how to get a man to do whatever you want. Barbecue and cookout, different. Depending on where you, what part of the world you live in, right? Or whatever.
I think it goes further than that.
Just a tad.
I believe there are more cultural roots.
Cultural.
In the word cookout.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Probably. I thought I know.
Because cookout is a state of mind as well as an event.
Yeah. Yeah. But I would think these rules, though, apply to both.
Well, sometimes when you talk about a barbecue, you are simply talking about a pig picking situation, which is different than a cookout.
Because we called it a barbecue growing up, but it wasn't a pig picking. It was just hamburgers, hot dogs.
Barbecue is, could be a cookout.
Or either one.
Or could not.
Because a pig picking's a pig picking, right? It's not a, it's never just a barbecue.
A pig picking is also a barbecue.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never have known that.
I would assume if you, that pig picking and barbecue are very close. But barbecue generally talks about ribs.
See, a barbecue, for me growing up, was anytime you had a grill out.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Period. That it was like, I didn't know the term cookout growing up. Well, I guess maybe it was around. But yeah, I'm trying to think. They decide here, the word can be spelled barbecue or barbecue. Like, do you spell it with a C or a Q?
With a Q.
I do a Q too. Cookouts, oftentimes cookout and barbecue are used interchangeably. On the West Coast, the term barbecue is used more often than cookout when referring to food gatherings featuring a grill. Oh, interesting.
But a cookout is about more than just a grill. And there's a whole food culture that comes with a cookout.
Yeah,
where a barbecue,
all racial
if you have a
there.
Barbecue, you can just have some hot dogs, some hamburgers, and some coleslaw and some chips, and you can call it a barbecue. You may not call that a cookout.
This is this person on the route says the host of barbecues or neither. My mother tells us black folk and most southern folk understand barbecues to be defined as outdoor grilling affairs that must include chicken and ribs and may include fish. Anything else is a cookout. Oh, that's an interesting...
That is an interesting take.
Yeah, yeah. So if you have chicken, ribs, and maybe fish, they go with barbecue. If you want burgers and everything else, cookout.
See, I...
Interesting.
I'm not familiar with the...
The
fish barbecue.
Yeah.
As much.
No,
as
that's
the
more of a...
Cookout. Don't you bring fish to a cookout?
Yeah.
Not a barbecue.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's so. There is some, and then there's another thing on Eater that talks about, and it talks about the
but here's cookout. The thing. If it's a cookout,
yeah,
there are some things that you absolutely should not do. Now, some of these might apply to a barbecue as well, but oftentimes a barbecue, like you said, you're just throwing something on a grill and having a couple of sides. A cookout is a whole spread.
A whole spread, you're saying.
A whole spread.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are invited to a cookout, do not show up empty-handed.
Yes. Oh, no.
You either bring something for the host, like some special beer that they can enjoy afterwards, or you bring something to put on the table.
I think most of the
time, those are your choices.
In general, when you're going to someone's house, you're supposed to be bringing something, right?
Right. And a cookout is no different, but people will show up at a cookout like, hey, it's just free food.
Right.
No, you bring something.
Bring something.
Now, here's what you also should not do. You should not show up with your entire freeloading squad.
Freeloading
I've seen people get invited to a cookout and show up with a car loaded with people who were not invited by the host.
And
they were invited by the guest. It's you plus one, unless your family was invited. Then it's you and your partner and your children.
Well, people have a plan on how many people are going to be there. You can't just bring 10 people on the, out of the blue.
I have been at cookouts And I also have been invited to cookouts as like the plus three. And that makes me way too uncomfortable. I don't want to go with you.
So
my friend will say, oh my gosh, my friend so-and-so is having a barbecue. Okay, why don't you come with me? And then it's not just her and me. It's her and me and two more of her friends.
Now you feel like you're part
now
of
Now I feel like, oh, I'm too one many. Of those
too
people
many.
Now.
Too many.
The squad is too deep. We have to stop and get a lot of stuff to bring.
Is two the limit or three or four?
I think for a cookout, maybe three. But if you're bringing three, you better be bringing something big.
Yes, okay.
Like you're showing up with a major
Everybody's
dish, like a giant pan of macaroni salad or something.
I gotcha.
Eating triple. Right.
But no more than, you're not going five.
No, I'm not even going four.
Not even going four.
Four,
three.
Not
three,
even
okay.
four.
All right.
Do not pile your plate high. I've seen this way too many times.
Yeah.
I know you have too, Eric. I know you have.
Yep. Yes,
that
I have.
Person who showed up, like they haven't eaten this month.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and they
mm-hmm.
pile their plate so high that they pretty much have to put another plate on top of it to transport their plate to the picnic table.
Yeah.
Stop. They can't even eat standing up.
I mean, how do they know that everybody's looking at you? I guarantee you, everybody's looking
at you. Dude, why do you have four deviled eggs when you know there are only three dozen deviled eggs and three dozen people here? You may not get four deviled eggs, two tops.
Like when you're going through a wedding, like a buffet line at a wedding, same kind of thing.
Same thing. You can't get two hamburgers.
No.
Get one burger, and then if you're still that hungry, go back for a second.
Could you go burger and dog?
Everybody should be able to taste everything.
Can you go burger and dog?
Yeah, I think that's allowed.
You can go burger and dog.
Not double burger.
Not double burger.
No, double dog.
I might even give you double dog.
Might be double dog. I know that doesn't
seem
double dog, but I might give you
double
dog.
Double dog is okay, right.
But you may not double burger.
I don't know why that is, but I agree with you, but I don't know why.
it's an unwritten law of cookout.
It's just one of those things that you have to feel in your heart.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what's right. You know what's wrong.
Yes, and I'm 100% with you that the double burger seems way worse than the double dog.
And do not, under any circumstances, ask for a to-go plate for any able-bodied adult who did not contribute to the cookout.
If
there was someone who was sick and could not attend,
or something,
maybe.
I'm not even buying it. Maybe, but even then, let them offer. They know that your friends.
You wait for the host to say, "Oh my gosh, we have so much. Why don't you take a plate to whoever, or take a plate home, or don't even worry about cooking tomorrow." It's okay then, but do not ask.
And
because
not,
your husband decided that he wanted to stay home and watch TV.
That's a bunch of bull.
You're going to take a plate home to him? Did your husband show up and provide entertainment or food? No.
I'm 100% with you. You've told me about in the past to people at Thanksgiving, taking it to go and putting it in the car before they even eat.
I have family members who show up with their own styrofoam containers.
Ever since you've mentioned that, I mean, you know, it's been years or whatever, or maybe it's recent. I've seen so many places now, like Walmart and stuff, who have to go, like cartons or whatever, like in the front of the store.
Mm-hmm.
I never noticed it before. I don't know if it was always there, but it's
because they know.
They know what's
happening.
Because you think that who's going to be buying those, the people who are throwing the barbecue, but I have a feeling it's the people going to the barbecue are going to be buying them.
I have a couple of cousins who roll with those containers in their trunk. no, you don't have to worry about a plate for me with the tinfoil over it.
Yeah.
I've got my own container in the trunk. I'll be right back.
That's a sad day.
What?
When you walk in with your own Tupperware or whatever, or your own container at the cookout, then you're like telegraphing to everybody.
Like, you know what? I'm cheap.
I thought about this.
And thoughtless.
Hey, I got my sweat towel on my shoulder and my extra container for the cookout.
Okay.
You painted a picture. You painted a picture and my whole family's offended.
Right? My whole family.
Come on. You know it's true.
The uncles with the cross-stitch sandals on. That's the only thing I saw.
I know it.
Wow.
The guy with the sweat towel on his shoulder is the most likely offender.
Yeah, got it.
Most likely.
of the plate piling and also the inappropriate to-go plate.
Right,
the last one to get into the cookout.
Probably brought nothing.
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 Not even a bun.
Not even a bun.
No ice.
I had to say it. Also, for sending your complaints to someone else. I also wanted to hit on this thing we touched on a little bit on intimate issues. We didn't have time to go down the path of how to get a man to do whatever you want.
Whatever you want him to do.
Yes, and that is?
First of all, you make him feel strong and or smart. How do you do it? You load him up with compliments? Or you ask him for help with something that he doesn't mind doing.
I can't open this jar.
Or even ask for his advice. And the tip for beginners is you don't necessarily have to need his help or really want his advice, but you make him feel like he's the big man.
Yeah, but you're setting a bad precedent then, aren't you? Like, you can ask for advice now. He's going to think you want advice all the time.
Well, you know what? He's probably going to give it anyway, because that's what guys do.
That's true. That's true. Guys
will offer you, you'll say, oh, you know, how was your day? And you tell them how your day was, and they're like, well, you know what you should have done.
Oh, I know. I know.
You should have told Kim at work. And you're like, I didn't ask for your advice. I'm just letting you know what happened with Kim.
Right. Well, that's up to you. You have to say, or I'm about to tell you something. And I don't want a solution. Mm-hmm.
But if you want to butter him up.
You ask for his advice.
You know, I'm having such an issue with Kim at work.
Yeah. Can you
tell me what you think?
Open this jar.
Oh, what a
give me
wonderful, wonderful plan of action.
I bet your IQ's in the 20s.
You can also give him something that he really likes. Like stop and pick up his favorite pizza.
Mm-hmm.
His favorite dessert.
Mm-hmm.
His favorite beer. Or something he's been hinting at. That he wants, like, what are those nerdy things you collect, Eric?
Yeah. I'm calling them nerdy things.
your Harry
They're
Potter.
They're collectibles.
Right.
They're Funko Pop.
What do you collect? Your Funko Pop collectibles.
Funko Pop. He's got a, what do you
And you know what? They're about to come out with Alice in Wonderland Funko Pop.
Oh, he's so excited.
I was going to not get any more Funko Pops until I found out about the new Funko Pops. And now I totally got to expand my collection of Funko Pops.
You said you were quitting it.
So I didn't say quitting. I said this weekend I wasn't planning on buying any. Don't put words in my mouth. Don't do that.
But if you want to date Eric, show up with a Funko Pop.
Yeah, if you give him a Funko, he'll give you
anything you want.
Funko.
I'm easy. I am easy.
You also give him credit for an idea. Even if it's an idea you know is yours. Like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, I never thought of it that way. Meanwhile, you know you mentioned it to him last week or 10 minutes ago. Just give him credit for it.
Yeah.
And then finally, take the initiative, whether it's in the bedroom or with something that you know he wants to see done, like he wants to clean out the garage.
Mm-hmm.
You take the initiative to start cleaning out the garage.
Oh, I thought the initiative was, oh, okay, not sexually.
It's something that he wants to do that you're lukewarm about. Oh. You take the initiative.
That's good. That is good. Oh. I like these. These are good tips. And
he'll be putty.
He will be putty
in your hand.
And where were you when my ex was dating me? He needs the help. Okay, Nicholas,
he needs
listening, he needs the help. Yes.
I thought you don't need the help?
It does sound like Nicholas could get another shot.
It sounds
if Nicholas acted right,
he might. He might. If he takes your advice, he might get a second shot.
Wow.
Eric's opening the door.
Okay. I'm going to
leave
my door.
He's going to leave the door open.
I'm going to leave the door.
Rate and comment, review, and all that good stuff at the end of this podcast. Also, reach out to us on the Matt Ramona Facebook page, and we'll chat again soon.